All right, good luck. I want to touch on something that we did the last year, and then we'll move on. There's a lot to cover tonight. Very geschmack in Indian. I hope we'll be able to finish tonight in that Indian. But anyway, we had a Chakira last time. What was Pratna Ramah? The Ramah comes up with a pasuk, Yoshev Dach Nichlam, to tell you that if an Ani comes and requests for tzedakah, you can't turn him down. You can't... You have to give him chach something. I feel like Gregor Zakas, you have to give him something. So I mentioned that someone wanted to taina, a chacham echo wanted to taina, that as long as you plan on giving maisa that year, and you do go give maisa, you're allowed to push away, and that's why you had to come onto a pasuk in Nach. But the shaila was, Pashas we proved not like that. Pashas we proved that Avada, it's a mitzvah deraisa. You have a lav of, two lavim of loisa, it says loisamets. Like Sikpa, it's that you have to give every single Ani who approaches you. So the shayla is a bazai, why did the Ramah come on to a pasuk, a Yoshev Dach Nichlam? So I said that the Shvili David says that it's talking about we already Makayim Maisa, and once you Makayim Maisa Taka, then you don't have a Chiv of a Lav Midaraisa, then it's Taka only Medivrei Seifrim. And I said that it's Mavun the Rishon Latzin. That Sarah Chaim HaKadosh and the Rav Moshe has a tshuva fakir, that even if you already gave Maisa, you still chayiv, and on each, every single Ani who asks you for money, there's a number of lavim involved. It means you have a chayiv, a chiv midaraisa to give every Ani. So again, the kasha was, so b'zay, like them, why are we only coming on to a pasuk of Yoshev Dach Nichlam? We should say it's also deraisa. And I suggested, was a suggestion that perhaps if you already gave a chaymish, then that would part to your chiv, and then it would only be medivrei seifrim, because ayivazi es mechaymish was a takana that was oikah, that put a cap to your mitzvah. You're not mechiv to give more than a chaymish. So it could be that that would take care of the problem. Now what I'm discussing now, clearly this whole chakir is only legabi the minimal amount that you got to give to everyone who asks. Dei machsoire, that we already said, we brought down from Imam Mamukim, that avadi, once you gave a sheer tzedakah that you were supposed to give, avadi, you don't have a chiv anymore to provide for a noni, dei machsoire. But the shaila was the minimal amount, the shavar puto, approximate shavar puto, like we said, this Gregor Zakas, are you still mechiv to give every oni? I have a shtickel of a rai from the Igeres HaGro. The Igeres HaGro, the famous letter that he left before he planned his trip to Eretz Yisrael, over there he tells his family that you must give a chaymish. I'm telling you, listen to me, give a chaymish. Because if you don't give a chaymish, every second, b'chol rega v'rega, you could be over a number of assays and lavim. So therefore, make sure that you always give a chaymish. And the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed in Perek Yutes brings it down in the Agah. So my shayla is, if you learn that even after you give a chaymish, you still have this leisam mates, so then what did the goyin achieve? If the ani asked for me, I still have to give it. Elamai, he's talking about where the ani didn't ask for me money. If he didn't ask for me money, that's a different halacha. That was in Reish Mem Zayin, that you're chiv to give tzedakah when there are anim kayomim around. There's a mitzvah deraisa, a bunch of assays, true, but to be over the loisa, I say the ani has to request for money. If he doesn't request, well, you don't see him requesting in front of you. Some people say he doesn't have to request directly from you, he could request from somebody else, but in front of you. You don't see a bakasha, then you're not over any lavim. So what's the going talking about? If he's talking about without a request, so stam da noi lavim. What's he saying, telling his family they can be over a bunch of lavim, mechol rega verega? Elamai is talking about where they were mevakish, and nevertheless, it's mashmais of the going that once I gave a chaymish, then I would not have any of the mitzvahs, any of the chiyuvim, the rice anymore. It would only be this rabbanon, this medivrei seifrim, Yoshev Dach Nichlam. A diik. All right, the mice is, I'll be honest with you, the going is not so posh, because the lashon of going was b'choreg. Anyway, how are you over b'choreg? But every single second, the ani is being tevei you, to know what the going meant, that you'd be over b'choreg, unless it was just a lashon that, you know, kafi every ani that comes to you. Maybe Taki was talking about without a tvi, and he holds that there's a chiv of a lav somehow to even find stay maksayi, and you have to take the initiative without a bakasha. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced on my raya, but the mashmais of the goyin is that once you reach a chaymish, you're capped. I was thinking into the thing, and then I bumped and I realized that this whole gang is a toys, and I'll explain to her what I mean. This whole terrace, whatever it is, at which level it is, to answer up the Ramah, that the reason why he needs a Yoshev Dach Nichlam is in a case where you're ready Mekayim Yeshir, L'chayr is a toys, because it's not just a Ramah, it's a Rambam. In fact, you look, Lashon HaTor B'Shem HaRambam. The Rambam says, you can't turn down a Noni because of a Yoshev Dach Nichlam. Many achronim, the Tshuva Me'av, Klichem, many achronim say Pshat in the Rambam, it's Medrik in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that there was never a cap of Al Yivaz Zeis Mi'chaymish, and he holds that there's a chiv for every single ani, even after you gave a chaymish. That's the Rambam Shita. So in the Rambam is back the question, so why did Rambam have to come on to Yoshev Dach Nechlam? Our whole Chakir, let's say our Diak in the Goyin, or wherever our Chakir is Lididon, that we go B'yad Ramah, the Ramah and Sif Aleph holds, that even when it's Kaimi Ainim, there's a din al Yavazi Yesim Yechaimish, so then we can clarify, if you already gave your Chaimish, maybe now you're not Mechuiv to give any Tzedakah, you could turn down a Nodi, except for Divrei Seifam, a Yoshev Dach Nechlam. But in the Rambam Sheet, the Rambam holds that even after you gave a chaymish, if it's kaimi anim, every ani who asks, you have a chiv mederais and avadi, you oivel lavim. So, bazoi, it's like shred the kash in the Rambam, why do you have to come on to a Yoshev Dach Nechlam? Now, Lididan, we got it don't pass like the Rambam Pash, even though the Chavs Chaim brings it down. Lididan, the Ramah, we go with the Ramah. The Ramah says, we go with the Ramah. So then we can have it back to the Chakir. What would be? Now, in practicality, I'll be honest with you, this is good for a drosh, it's good for a Chakira. But Lamaisa, Borkshim, we have a lot of people, a nice neat stock of the Adam Rechava, but just to chazib again and again, this Nakuda, we're talking about, you only cap out when you gave a chaymish la'aniyim. You give a chaymish to beautiful moistis and beautiful bikacholims and beautiful, everything nice, that's very nice, but you can zikha have a love, everything ani that approaches you, because you didn't max out your chaymish for aniyim. But if you know of an individual who maxed out and gave a full chaymish specifically to aniyim, then we can clear this shiloh, what to do even more than a chaymish, or you still have this inyan. My chavrusa showed me the last week that my Rebbe, Reb Nissen Karelitz, he has a sefer Chut HaShon. He has a number of volumes. In the back of one of the volumes, he has a few ketoyim on Maisa, on Hilchas Tzedakah. And then the Himamish dans the Shaila, and he names on this Nakuda. He says that even if you gave a Maisa, and even if you gave a Chaymish, every single Ani who asks for Tzedakah Avad, you're going to be over Aseiz and Lavin to turn down that Ani. I mean, he holds that there's never a cap. Even by a chaymish. So at least, you know, what we were saying, not like this Adam Echad who said that as long as you're going to give somewhere Maisa that year, you're potter, that's for sure. But he holds it to the extreme. He holds, even if you already gave a chaymish, and he got a tzechen su, the Chavetz Chaim, the Geres HaGros. I don't know what he saw in the Geres HaGros. The Geres HaGros says, fakir. I don't know. But at least he holds, and Nissen Karel holds, that even if you gave a chaymish, you still have a chiv on every single ani midar raisa.
Would all Yoshev Dach Nechlam be in a case where all you got is a groybis? And he comes to ask you. And that's all you have.
So you have a chiv min deraisa to give it. So you don't need. I don't need a Yoshev Dach Nechlam.
What? Yes,
and if you do say chayak and koydim, a Yoshev Dach Nechlam is not going to help you, because it's avada chayak and koydim. I mean, if this is your last grogers and you need to survive with that, avada chayak and koydim.
No, I don't need to survive.
Whatever the shear, if it's chayak and koydim, it's chayak and koydim. If it
no,
can be vato deraisa,
like
so then the konami. So you tell the ani, how about you giving me the grogers? Yeah, I'm also an ani. I'm also eligible.
You should split it with him.
Oh, split it with him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't say in the Ramah either. All right, fine. Let's go right. I want to talk about an inyan of Oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. There's a lot to talk about. I hope to cover it tonight. There are a lot of many nafkaminis ramifications halacha l'maisa, and I'll try to cover them hopefully one by one. Okay, let's start off. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says a Shemir Aveda. Just as a classic. Maybe I should go back to the Gemara first in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah that says Dav Kafei Mar Aleph, Dav Yoisek B'mitzah Potam in a Mitzah, we will learn it out from a Pasuk, Ovelechtuch Avederech, Beleches Didoch Yuchayit B'Krishma, but Beleches Shemayim, Beleches Mitzah, if you anyway are doing a Mitzah, like a Chosin, he's holding by doing a Bilis Mitzvah, so he is Potam B'Krishma. Beleches Didoch Yuchayit B'Krishma, and not Beleches Shemayim, not Beleches of a Mitzah Doraisa, of Mitzvah, so you Potam B'Krishma. That's a Gemara, so you see, that's the classical Makar. The Gemara Gadda brings in another Makar, but that's the classical Makar of Oisek B'mitzah Potam in a Mitzah. Comes along the Gemara in Bava Kamen and Vava Mebeis, it's many places. And the Gemara has a Shaila Shemer Aveda. Are you a Shemer Chinim or a Shemer Sacha? It's Machlokes Rabbi V'Rav Yosef. Is a Shemer Aveda, Shemer Chinim or Shemer Sacha? And Gadda La Halacha, it's Machlokes Machabe and Ramah. Are you a Shemer Chinim or a Shemer Sacha? Rabbi hold Yerushay Mechinim and Rabbi Yosef hold Yerushay Mesacha. Why does Rabbi Yosef hold Yerushay Mesacha? Zok the Gemara, Behahi Ano. with that or not, that I am being oisik in this Aveda to try to watch it and keep it and preserve it for the Bailam, but he anot the loy boy misfile riftalanya. So I gained that anot, because while I'm being oisik with the Aveda, I'm airing it out and being shatech the Aveda and taking care of it, while I'm occupied with this Aveda, I'm being oisik b'mitzvah. If an oni will ask me right now for tzedakah, I don't have to give him tzedakah, because oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. So since oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah, so I gained the money that I didn't have to give to the oni. So I fadined. It was a financial gain by being oisik in this shemir aveda. So oisik b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah, but here I know I become a shemir sacha. That is the gemara. Okay. Karata, you see in the Gemara Agav, back to the Shmuz that we would have mentioned before, you see in the Gemara clearly another ayah that avad, every single oni that asks for you, you're going to have to pay that oni and give him tzedakah, midaraisa. Because had you be able to say like this, chacham echad, oh, I'm giving mice anyway, I don't have to give to this oni, then you wouldn't have a din of, Rabbi Yisrael wouldn't have his vod of Bahia. No, I didn't have to give to this oni anyway, because I'm giving my mice at the end of the year, my chomish to some other oni. No, every single oni I would be mechuyev to give, and it's the aveda I fadin, by being shema aveda, I fadin, I don't have to give this oni money. So, hey, yes, I fadin money, so therefore that Bahia no, I'm a shema sacha. That is the Gemara. Here, $1 million question. This question, it's unbelievable how many gedolim asked this following question. What's even more amazing is that very few quoted the others. Each one asked this question, only I can tell you it's 24 achronim in the last 250 years asked the shayla. The shayla is like this. We know that oisik b'mitzah is potum in a mitzah. Just think for hagabatzachon. It means, if I'm being oisik akveis achosin, he's being oisik b'bilis mitzah, he's torid, and b'bilis mitzah, he's potum in a kriyishma. Now let me ask you, could that chosin now eat chaza? Because he's oisik b'mitzah, potum in a mitzah. Could he eat nevelis or treifis? Avada not. Avada oisik b'mitzah is potum in a mitzah, but doesn't give you a right to be oiva on loisasis. Fract the Nesivis, the Beis Yaakov, he has a Pirish in Ksubis, Mentes on the Beis, he has a Pirish, he asks it again in his Pirish, Al Chumash, Naklas Yaakov, Parshas Rei, Marat Chiyas has two Chuvis, and you're giving you a dollar on it. The list goes on and on. But the yes, so what is going on? We know in Mitzvah Tzedakah, we know that there's Nishno Anasei, but there are Aseis, there are Lois Aseis, Lois Ameits, there's Asei Lois Sikpois. So what is going on?
There's no Asei, there's still a Lois Asei.
Good, very good. 1 second. So, fact, the kama achreinim, what's going on? Oisik b'mitzvah is potum in a mitzvah. But how is it going to part you from leis aseis? What is going on? And then the Sivis has a one place he blays shem, and the other place he submitted leis aseis for a special case. Whatever. But the way we go, the kashrim remains shem. What is going on? So, on that, there are a number of terutzim. I'm going to share with you three basic terutzim amongst the achreinim to this kashrim. First teretz is that you say this to teretz from the Prima God, and doesn't say to answer this kasha, but he says it's stam as a halacha. He says an oinin, who is oisik b'mitzah, that's the halacha, an oinin is potter from mitzah saseis, oisik b'mitzah potter min ha-mitzah. Avad an oinin cannot eat chaza, because avad oisik b'mitzah is not, doesn't give you right to be oiva lois saseis. But he says that if it will be a lois saseis b'sheval tase, l'moshel, he says, if it will be an oinin on Pesach, and he has chometz around, and he has a mitzvah, he can't have Pesach, he can't have chometz around, it's a lav midaraisa, he has to be mevar the chometz, he's not allowed to have the chometz by him. Nevertheless, Dr. Prima Godim, yira, that oisik b'mitzvah is potum in a mitzvah, even in a loisase, if it's b'shev al tase, and that person was not mechuyiv to be mevar the chometz, memela, if the Pesach won't have a dinner, chometz of a lova Pesach, I say zok to Prima Godim. So memela, loit to Prima Godim, shita zok to Beis Yitzchok, they will answer this kasha too. The loisik b'mitzvah is samit, so zain the loisase is, but it's b'shev al tase, I'm not giving money to a noni, good, but it's b'shev al tase, so oisik b'mitzvah, kapata, mitzvah loisase says, be it b'shev al tase. That's the Beis Yitzchok's suggestion, loit to Prima Godim. He doesn't like to Prima Godim. A lot of people argue with that yisoid, but loit to Prima Godim, we can have an eitz over here. The next teretz is that Chesky mentioned, and this teretz is the most muskim, I would say, a dozen achreinim give this teretz, and that is, we have a klal, that the lois aseis of tzedakah are mitl toli and aseis. Lois amitz or lois sikbois are qualifying how vite it should be nosen titin paseich tiftach, how vite your aseis go. Not only that, we're going to give you a lois amitz and lois sikbois on those aseis. But for some reason, if we can get out of the aseis, then I wouldn't be mechuyev in the lois aseis either. We once mentioned this klal all the way at the beginning of Memtes. We mentioned this b'shem the Maril Diskin, the Chuvas. He has this eitzah. We have a cloud that for Loisa says, you have to give up all your money. If I say you have a shlich, whatever the cheshbon is. So why do we find mitzvah tzedakah is capped at a chaymish? You should be mechuyev to give up all your money, not fear of a lois haseh. It's my real disconcert, because the lois haseh is totally in the assays. So to hear, they say that the lois haseh is, to this terror, it's the same thing. The lois haseh that tzedakah is totally by assay, and since Isaac ben mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah, you're potter from the assay of tzedakah, so too you're going to be potter from the lois haseh of tzedakah as well. That's the second terror. And this terror, it may be nishal, meshit, there are a lot of. On, the list goes on and on. How many Achrenim said this teretz? For some reason, no one quoted the other Achrenim. But this teretz is Muskim, and they bring a raya from Ramban and Kedushin. Ramban says a similar concept as well, that the Loisa says Atolin Nasei by Shavis Aved, and therefore would pata. I'd rather not get into it, but that's the second teretz. The third teretz is a Chiddush of the Imre Bina. The Imre Bina would like to suggest that the Loisa says of Lois Amrit or Lois Sikpoit is only going on Yeshir De Maksayre. If you have an Oni that you're Mechuyiv to give De Maksayre to, and you don't, then you're Oival the Lois says. But if an Oni is going Oival Me Pesach Le Pesach, he's knocking on every door, and we're going to learn in Metz Hashem in the next Simen that for him you don't have a Chiyiv De Maksayre. It's good enough to just give him something. You have to be Mekayim and Mitzvah Tzedakah with something, but you don't have a Chiyiv De Maksayre. For such an Oni, there are no Lois says he wants to suggest. And the Meila Zaktim Rabina, that the dinner proof that the Rav Yosef is because you're saving yourself from all the Anim are coming around. All those Anim are coming around who are going from door to door that you don't have a Chiyuv De Maksayre. For those Anim, you have Oitzik B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah. And he says it's Muduig like that, because the Gemara says one place it calls a Pruta de Rav Yosef, and the other place it calls it Lomesev Rifta, you're going to give him a piece of bread. If you'd have a Chiyuv De Maksayre, you're not going to be Mekayim with a shtick of bread or a Pruta. Elamai, we're talking about that Ani who's going from door to door. You don't have a Chiyuv De Maksayre. Mamela, we have this call of Oitzik B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah, and you could ignore that Ani because you're Oitzik B'Shavas Aveda. But if it would be an Ani who's coming to you as Dei Maksayri, he's coming to you privately, he doesn't want his Indian to be Larabim, and he's coming to you, he needs you to bail him out, and he would have a Chiyuv Dei Maksayri, then Enechanam Yisaktim Rebina, Oisek B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah, we're not going to say, and you won't, the Indian that you're Oisek, HaShavaz Aveda, will not patter you from your mitzvah tzedakah to such an Ani. A Chiddush Din, that if you're Oisek B'Shavaz Aveda, you would have to give Dei Maksayri, you have to stop. You wouldn't have this call of Eitzim Tzopatim in a mitzvah because by tzedakah the Allah Yisrael says it's a chiddush of the Rebina. What you see b'toy chadvam, you see a chiddush, a fundamental chiddush that he holds that the Allah Yisrael says that tzedakah is only for day maksayre. That is the Rebina. Now there's a taz who's mefurish raket from the Rebina. There's a taz in Chayish Mishpat Reish Samach Vav. There's a call over there that if your father tells you to do something for him and not to be meishav aveda. No, you ignore your father because he's also mitzvah b'mitzvah samakam. You right? The Gemara says that you could ignore your father and avad you mechuyev to be meshev d'avedi. He can't tell you to be oiva ala Torah on the mitzvah z'ashavas avedim. So that's only if the father is telling you, don't be meshev d'avedi and serve me. And feed me, whatever it is. But Zok Detaz, what happens if you're being be'emsa ha-kibarav, you're in the middle of serving your father, you're in the middle of feeding him, you're in the middle of washing him down, putting on his clothes. So now you have an emes ha-ptur of Oisek b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Da'ame ha-ki that he tells you. Who cares that he's telling you to ignore the Aveda? I don't need his diba to tell me to ignore the Aveda. Stam, I'm being Oisek b'mitzvah, and at Oisek b'mitzvah, I'll be potem in a mitzvah, and I don't have to be meshev Aveda if I'm in the middle of being Oisek b'kibarav. That's now Zok Taz. The Al Toima. Well, how could that be? Kibbutz is only an assay. And Hashavas Aveidah is an assay in Alav. Al Toima. That it's not going to work. It's Eitzav B'mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah we won't say Azevite. Because the mitzvah has a Lois assay as well. So Eitzav B'mitzvah is assay. It's not going to part you from an assay and a Lois assay. So Taz is not true because you find that a part is from the mitzvah over here. B'shituach Talas. Now when you are preserving the Aveda, you don't have the Lois Aseh anymore, right? You already picked it up. So now you have a Mitzvah Aseh to be Meshav the Aveda. Now they have the Mitzvah Aseh, so the Taz, how does it part you from Yechiv Tzedakah? Ay Tzedakah, the Lois Aseh. How could this Mitzvah Aseh part you from the Mitzvah of Aseh and Lois Aseh of Tzedakah? Does that mean from Dan and Zok Taz, that we don't care, we don't reckon Now, the Rav doesn't mention this nekuda by one year Meshav Aved, you already only have stuck with that say. But Stam, you see, Zoktetaz, that even when you have Lois says to contend with, we still apply the principle of Isaac ben Mitzah, Potem and Amitzah. You see that you're part of yourself from a Mitzah Tzedak, even though they are Lois says. So Zoktetaz, who adin, if you're Isaac ben Mitzah's Kibirav, you're part of from Meshav Aved. As is Zoktetaz. Now, what you see in the Taz is that he learned up the Pshat in the Gemara of being potter from tzedakah is that you're potter even from lois. I say it's not like the Imre Bina. And the mashmais advarim is also it's not that because the lois says are totally in that says. I mean, he could have said that and he said who didn't buy hashav zaved is like that. It's not much like that. The mashmais of the taz is that you're talking that he learned like the prima godim that lois said b'shev atas. So we also say the concept of oisik b'mitzah potter min mitzvah. And don't worry the fact that there's many assays and many lois says I don't care because once you're oisik b'mitzah you potter from as many mitzvahs assays and many mitzvahs lois assays doesn't make a difference. Oisik b'mitzah is potter min mitzvah. Trasi leg too that when you're being oisik b'mitzah with your kibbutz and you see the aveda, if your father wants you to continue being kibbutz, if he's not meichel avad, you are potter oisik b'mitzvah minetzer. But the father has a chiv to be meichel. The father, as your mitzvah hashav is aveda, the father is mechiv to tell you, okay, go be meichel aveda, be mafsik, and don't be oisik b'mi, and go be meichel aveda. But if the father doesn't, and the chanam is like tataz, I'll have the patur of oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So what's going to come out l'didan is if, let's say, a person is oisik, he has the schus of having a parent in his home to take care of. If he's been being oisik in that mitzvah, he'd be potter even on mitzvah tzedakah. If there'd be an oni at the door and a knock on the door, he'd be oisik b'mitzvah. He'd be potter in a mitzvah. Maybe your father would have a chiv to tell you, okay, go answer and give the ani tzedakah. But kozman he's not meichel, you have a ptur of Isaac b'mitzah, part of minamitzah. Sorry? Oh, we're going to get to it. That's what's on. Zokter Shloim Azamani is a chakira. What would be if a person chulila la'aleinu is an oinen? We just said before, oinen is Isaac b'mitzah, part of minamitzah. And the ani approaches him, will he have a chiv of tzedakah? Or do we say Isaac b'mitzah, part of minamitzah? Zokter Chuvis Mincha Shloimai, Mitzchelek Aleph, Simen Tzadi Aleph, he says over there that like this Torah, he was going with the Teretz that the Loisa says that Tzedakah is totally in Nasei. So you see that Hashav is Aveda part is Tzedakah, so too Einim will part Tzedakah, because since Oitzik Memetzah part of Menemetzah, so you won't have the Aseis, Memela the Loisa says Memela Batal as well, and Memela you won't have a Chiv to give Tzedakah. Who are then if you have the Prima Godim's Teretz, that is Loisa says Shav Atas, the same thing. If you Oitzik Memetzah Aninis, you will not. He will not have a chiv in tzedakah because the loisa says atali in the assays and loisa b'mitzah potem in a mitzvah. That's the he got this mention. He said, but if you do it le'ilin nishmas, just like you're allowed to say kaddish le'ilin nishmas, even though you're a nainim, we don't apply the concept of loisa b'mitzah potem in a mitzvah because you're doing it lezeicha nishmas tameis lechvoidoi. So if you give tzedakah lechvoid hameis, then in a chanam you could give the tzedakah. You won't have this ptur. You won't have this problem of loisa b'mitzah. But you saw it. He says it's loisa b'mitzah potem in a mitzvah. Even though the loisa says, because the loisa says atali in that says. Sorry. An oinin doesn't say Kaddish. I can only say over the tshuva. He's not allowed to say Kaddish. Alright. You can look it up. It's a mincha shloim mechelek aleph tzadi aleph ois chafe. Sorry?
What's called an oinin?
Before the kvura.
No,
Shabbos because it's ein aninas b'shab and it's sam. It's not on Shabbos.
Could be
awesome
to give stock of that.
Why?
Same way you can do all the other things.
Right, correct.
Not.
But we're going to get to it. If you hold Eitzim as a part of the mitzvah, there's a Ritvang in Sukkah who suggests, one Teretz suggests that it's not only part of the mitzvah, it's also to do that mitzvah. Eitzim be mitzvah is also to be mafsik and do a different mitzvah. Oh, we're going to get to it. Okay, let's, you know what? Give me time. There's a lot to say. If each in you, I'll take questions. But let's move on. So, what would be, so let's talk about halacha lamaisa. You're in shul and you're saying krishma and there's an ani coming around, of course, with temkei tzedakah's letter, but you're in the middle of krishma. Are you mechuyev to give him tzedakah or not? It says, ayoshev dach nechlam, you can't turn down an ani empty-handed. Now, we know that krishma is a mitzvah deraisa. So lachay, we should say that Isaac b'mitzah, patim in a mitzah. Nagam, tzedakah, the aloysa says as well. But we just said, we established that you see that Isaac b'mitzah patis you even from the mitzahs of aseis and loysa says of tzedakah. So chay should be patah. My says that there's a tzlach in brachas. You could look it up. The tzlach in brachas, Yudzayin Amabay suggests, it's a chiddush, but he suggests that when did we say a chosen is part of Mikri Ishma? Is a chosen who is Isaac in a mitzvah bilas mitzvah, which is an aseish. This mitzvah puravu, it's aseish shena shava bakol, noshim are not mechuyev. So Agam is Isaac in a mitzvah shena shava bakol, but opate krishma, because krishma is also a mitzvah aseish shena shava bakol. And if you'll be Isaac in a mitzvah aseish, which is shava bakol, that would also pata another mitzvah, which is shava bakol. But Zokta Tzlak, if you'll be Isaac in a mitzvah, which is not shava bakol, that will not pata you from a mitzvah, which is shava bakol.
Is there a reason for that?
You don't have a limit, he says. The mitzvahs have chashivas. A mitzvah to shava bakol is more chaser than a mitzvah which is ain't a shava bakol. So you don't have a raya from the makar that if you're Isaac in a mitzvah, she ain't a shava bakol, tapata mitzvah shava bakol. So late tzlaka should come out that if you're Isaac in a mitzvah kriyishma, which is not shava bakol, it will not pata you from your chiv of tzedakah, which is shava bakol. So late tzlaka, it would have to be mafsek in the middle of kriyishma. Shema Yisrael, Oni, okay, and give him tzedakah and go. And even though Alak is a problem, because Alak says, Nala be mafsik, Mil Krishma. I don't know what to do with. But Loi Tetzakah should come out that you don't have the Ptura basic b'mitzah, potam na mitzah. The Maisid is that Taisis and Shus, Mandala and Bebe is faked. Taisis says that if you muda hano from a shayfa, yeah, there's a few cases, but I'll take one. If you muda hano from a shayfa, the Gemara says that you're allowed to blow from that shayfa because mitzvah lav lanis nitnu. Fractaisis, nanik, the mitzvah lav lanis nitnu. But while I'm blowing the shayfa, if an ani will ask for tzedakah, I don't have to give him tzedakah. So kumtais, I'm saving myself the pruta, I don't have to give the ani. Oh. So kumtais, I am being nana. So fractaisis, how am I allowed to use the shayfa, which is asa b'hana? By me using that shayfa, I'm getting hana that I will be hot to myself from giving tzedakah to anani. So I'm oisik b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah, and I'm being nana. Okay, so Taisa has a terutzim. I'm sure the Olam has problems with the kasha, good, but Taisa holds the kasha and has other terutzim. Your bedafka could only blow the shayfa when there's no aniyam around. Okay, now Taisa has another case with tefillah, also only when there are no aniyam around. But what do you see from Taisis? That the mitzvah tekiya shayfa patters you from chiv of tzedakah. Now, mitzvah tekiya shayfa is a mitzvah saseh, which is not shava bakol, not shuma not mechiv and tekiya shayfa. So you see, mefusha Taisis that a mitzvah saseh, even though it's not shava bakol, will patter you from chiv tzedakah, even though chiv tzedakah is shava bakol. So a bezai hu adin, if you bam to krishma, you will not have to give money to a noni. There happens to be a Chuvah Shem Aryeh, and the Chuvah Shem Aryeh says this numerous places. He also wrote the Arugas Abaisim in Yoredei, and he says it over there too. So he says at least that I know of in four different places. And he holds that which should say, Oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, is only if the mitzvah is a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri, that will part you from a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri. A mitzvah bein adam l'makim could part you from a mitzvah bein adam l'makim. But a mitzvah bein adam l'makim cannot part you from a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri. And Memele, he says that Tzitzit Kashim Memele is not shver, because a mitzvah tekiya shayfa is only bein adam l'makim, and a mitzvah tzedakah is bein adam l'chaveri, so a mitzvah bein adam l'makim cannot part you from a mitzvah bein adam l'chaveri. And Memele, he argues with Tzitzit, and whatever, that's his hamtzah. They ask on him back. All the achronim are dancing with this word. Now, like the Shemari, is very geshmak. He can answer a different shayla. Just if we can go off the topic a second. Avram Avinu states that he was makabel the orchim, even though he was in the middle of holding Kabbalah Shechina. And state, you see from Avram Avinu, Godol HaKnesset HaOrchim Yesem Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, right? You see that the mitzvah is even greater, otherwise why would he be mafsik? Frekta Shleima Hayman, how is he allowed to be mafsik? Oisik b'mitzvahs, he's patim in a mitzvah. Even a mitzvah Godol HaMenu, the Gemara says it's mefurish like that. That even if it's Godol HaMenu, even if the second, even if HaKnesset HaOrchim is more important, then Kabbalah Shechina, still, Oisik b'mitzvah patim mitzvahs. How is Avram Avinu allowed to be mafsik? As that's the effect of Shleima Hayman. Like the Shema is a geshmak, because the mitzvah Kabbalah Shechina is only bein adam l'makom. The mitzvah of Aknas Arkan is bein adam l'kaver. So I exclude the mitzvah bein adam l'makom doesn't pati bein adam l'kaver. He doesn't bring this raya, but like him, that Twitter should come out very geshmak. Shema Ami has a different eight, I'd rather not go into it. The Maisa is, the bottom line is, but let's call it spade a spade. Shemari is very nice territory to Taisa, but Taisa is not like the Shemari. The Fusha Taisa is not like the Shemari. And Achronim say, La halacha, we paskin, that Oisik b'mitzvah, even a mitzvah, bein adam l'makom, will part you from a mitzvah, bein adam l'chaveri. So it should come out, halacha l'maisa, if someone's in the middle of Kriyishma, he will be pata from giving tzedakah to anim. Nishna is he pata to give tzedakah to anim, like the Eilim mentioned, that it's even asa for him to give tzedakah to anim, because like the Ritva's teretz, it's a b'mitzah, it's nishna pata min a mitzah, but it's actually asa to be geizik in another mitzah. And Shlomo Miller this week told me the pshat is, he holds a pshat in the Ritva is because just like in when a mitzah is ba'al yodah, atach mitzah, you can't be masik for dvar rishus, vivayt oisa b'mitzah is pata min a mitzah, so that other mitzah blives like a dvar rishus, so it's asa to be masik. So it should come out that it should be also to give tzedakah in the middle of Krishma. And I found the Chubis van Huggers from Rav Sternberg Shlita. He says taka the same thing. He says that during Krishma, Yoisek b'mitzah, potam in a mitzah, and he brings God the Taisus in Shruis. He doesn't mention Shemari, but Libi Oimali, the reason why he quoted Taisus in Shruis is Lafuka the Shemari. And then he says, Nishno, your potam, but it's actually also later Ritva. And therefore he says you should be medila rabim this, that during Krishma you're not allowed to give tzedakah, and if you do it's a baba aveiro. And not only that, and this is for Chesky, he says, and I quote Pekitzer, you should notify all the anim, whoever is in charge of the anim should notify him. One of the rules should be is that you should know, do not go middle Krishma, in Allah be Masak, middle Krishma, do not be Misaviv. You can look it up, it's Chuvus Anogas Kalak Aleph Samach Aleph. Alright.
And this is only missing in the Torah.
Sorry? Oh, I'm going to get to it in a second. I'm talking about now Krishma itself. Now, he granted Ms. Moisif that you have an eight. So what you could do is leave your money on the table. And if the Anim, I guess in Israel they were more aggressive, that the Anim will take by themselves, so you have no problem. You weren't mafsik your mitzvah, it's no problem. And Mamela, you have Krishma and you won't kind of the mitzvah, so you tansek by the chasin, it's very good shmak. Everything's fine. But he says, if you have to take money out of your pocket, you have to do anything to be involve yourself with this Ani, it's actually an Aveh, you're not allowed to be involved with this Ani. As I saw. Just let me get through. I'll get through. Right? Oh. So that's what it comes down. Now, I heard from two different sources that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to give Anim during Krishma, and the reason is he did this Eitzah. He used to put the money on the shtender beforehand. I guess Anim knew that by Rav Shlomo Zalman you just take the money off the shtender, and the Mela is not a problem. But beside, Oisek b'mitzvah is potam in a mitzvah in middle Krishma. Now, let's be magda, what does that mean in middle Krishma? Lekulei Alma, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The first parsha of Ahavta is a machlokes Tanoim, Rishonim, Achronim, Paiskim, all the way down. Ad Hayom, it's a Sofik Doraisa. Parsha Rishonim is a Sofik Mitzvah Doraisa. So the Shaila is Bishlam if I'm middle of Shema Yisrael. Okay, so Isaac ben Mitzvah, Patam na Mitzvah. But what would be if I'm middle of the first parsha? So the Ani has Derech Eretz while you're covering your eyes, you can't see him anyway. Okay, now. Right when you, now he wants his money, right? And right now you're holding by Pasha Rishayna. Do you have the Ptur or the Issa of Eitzik B'mitzah, Patam in a Mitzah or not? I Ketayne, since you're only a Safik, ain't Safik Mitzah Midevad, you're only Eitzik in a Safik Mitzah. Hey, Eitzik, it's a Safik, Meichetese, that part of you from a Vadi Mitzah. You should have to stop in the middle of Krishma and give Tzedakah to Anani. What?
Well,
if I didn't start the parsha, you're right. If I didn't start the parsha, I might have a different, unless you hold that it's one big mitzvah. But let's say I started the hafta, and I want to know, am I oisik b'mitzvah, am I potter from a mitzvah? Is it sofik? So rather there's a tshuva shagis ayah simon lamin zayin, that he holds, it was teichetvom, not lagabi this, but he holds that oisik b'sofik mitzvah does not potter you from a vada mitzvah. So loite shagis ayah, it's going to come out, that in the middle of Krishma, everything but the first pasuk. But in the middle of the first pasha, you will have to be mafsek and give to an ani, because Isaac b'safik mitzvah doesn't pat you from a vadi mitzvah. As I held the Shagazayah.
What does the
Shagazayah
hold about the first pasha?
No, that's a vadi. Oh, well, which sheet is it? Okay. What do you mean? But I have a machlek is the Yam Shishleim holds that it's only the first pasuk.
According to the sheet, is that it's the rice of the hafta, and according to the Ritva, the Yina Laru. So you're being
machmir
by not giving the whole
Krishma. Well, if you have, I don't know, if you don't have the Ptur, then you don't have the Issa of the Ritva either. If Oisik b'mitzvah is part of a mitzvah, so then it blibes the Dover Rishos, so now you're not be mafsek. But if you write Oisik b'safik mitzvah, it doesn't party from a Vadi mitzvah, so now you have a Chiv to be Oisik, so now there's no Issa.
Right. Those sheet is hold that according to Ritva is the
Issa. I know, but Vivite, it's a suffix. So if you'll ask, now I'm holding my suffix, am I supposed to be mafsek for that mitzvah? If the answer is yes, then L'chayr, the Ritva is not going to say it's Oivan Issa. L'chayr, okay. The Imre Bin and Urechayim in Simin Yud Gimel, Ois Gimel, he says the following. He clears the Shaila. I don't believe he quotes the Shaga Zayi, but he clears the Shaila. Oisik ben Mitzvah, Safik Mitzvah, does a party from Mavade Mitzvah. He says, first of all, Oisik ben Mitzvah might only be the Rabbah, Safik Dereis Lachkumra might only be the Rabbah, and even if it's the Reis, Ein Safik Mitzvah Medevade, Sulachayra, you should have to be Mafsik, like the Shaga Zayi. But then he says, I have a Raya Fakert. What's his Raya? Geshmak a Raya. Says, Shait in the Gemara, that if a Shomer Aved, it's a Shomer Zacha. Why? Because you've been Oisik in a Mitzvah, so Pater from giving tzedakah. So he said, how do you know that Aveda belongs to a Yid? You found in the street. You don't, I mean, if you find the parasha of Tefillin here, so you know it must be a Yid. Unless we're talking about a potential ger who's practicing. But if you find a coat, a ball in the street, how do you know it belongs to a Yid? Maybe it belongs to a guy. And what would be if you're in a town? We'll make it even better. Like what would be if you're in a town which is Mechza Yisrael, Mechza Akam? You still have a Chiv to be Meshav Aveda. Right? Kozman, it's a suffix, Mechzal Mechza, you have a Chiv to be Mesha Aveda. So that person, when he picks up that Aveda, Loit Rabbi Yosef, will he be Yishai Mesacha? He's only Oisik in a suffix mitzvah. So that if you hold that Oisik in a suffix mitzvah doesn't party from a Vade mitzvah, he'll have to give Anim Tzedakah. And if he'll have to give Anim Tzedakah, so Kumt Ois, he never had any, and he'll never be a Shema. So Rabbi Yosef should be Maida that on many Avedas, you should only be Shema Chinam, v'lo Shemanu Kadava. We never found that Rabbi Yosef is a Maida on those Avedas. Elamai, you see, Rabbi Yosef held that you're a Shema Zach on all Avedas, even though it's a Safik Mitzvah. Does that mean from here that Oisik be Safik Mitzvah patterns you from a Vadi Mitzvah? Doesn't know why, but he says that that's Pshat. He says a Raya. Now, Maisi is that the Divrei Yecheskel in Simin, I think Nun Gimel, and a Chuvas Har Tzvi, Orechaim Chelek Beis Kuf Dalet, brings also a raya that Oisik Besafik Mitzah patters you from the Mitzah Daraisa. And it's similar raya, but even more mafush. There's a Toysis and Bamatzia Chav Heyom Beis. The Gemara talks about Safik Inuak. If a person put down an item, and based on its position, you're not sure if he meant to come back or he forgot about it. It's a Safik Inuak, you have a problem. So it says, Lechachila, don't pick it up. But if you picked it up, you have a Chiv Hashav, and you're now let to put it back on the floor. You have to find the Bailam, you have to give it back. Toychadvarim, Toysis explains Zapshat, and in one of in Taisis, and he says, Toychadvarim, that Loi Rabba, you'd be a Shemachinim, and Loi Rabbi Yosef, you'd be a Shemachacha. So, Dr. Devi Cheskin and the Har Tzvi, what's going on? Others as well. What's going on? Lechera, right now you have a Safek Hashav is Aveda. Because could be it wasn't an Aveda. Could be the Bailim knew they left it there and are planning on coming back in a minute. So you don't have a Mitzvah Hashav is Aveda. And yet Taisa calls you a Shai Mezacha like Rabbi Yosef. Now, the only way to be a Shai Mezacha like Rabbi Yosef is because you're going to be Anah, that you're not going to have to give Tzedakah. But if it's only a Safek Aveda, you will have to give Tzedakah. Because the Chayisafik Mitzvah doesn't pati from Avadei Mitzvah. Elamai, you see that Oisik B'Safik Mitzvah does pati you from Avadei Mitzvah, and that's why it takes hold to Yoshei Mezacha. Why? Beautiful. So at the end of the Chud Ha'atzvi, he said, Hey Runi Yechachem Echad, that once you picked it, Bishlami, you shouldn't have picked up Yevazah, but once you picked it up and you took it home, L'Chay Avachiv Hashava, and he gets out of it. Ayin Sham. It's a very good horror. Anyway, but we have a raya from Toysis that Oisik B'Safik Mitzah patters you even from Avadei Mitzah. But Zokto Har Tzvi, a beautiful cheshme. Zokto, but the whole raya, this raya, the Mibini's raya, all these rayas are really not so gishmaka rayas. Why? It says, Namal, you have a din of Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra. Right? If you Oisik in a Safik Mitzah, and this is not, let me not blow it. Namal, if you have a Safik, it's a Safik, it's a Lechurma. If you have a Safik moment, Safik moment, Lekula. So if you can have a Safik mitzvah in front of you, the Bingoisik in, and it comes along Lulav, which is a Vade mitzvah, a Vade in Safik mitzvah, a Vade, you don't have a Patur, how could you not do a Lulav? You have a Zikr mitzvah deraisa. Even though you have a Safik mitzvah that might give you a Patur, good, but Safik deraisa Lechurma, you're going to have to keep the Lulav. But by mitzvah tzedakah, even though it's essays and loisa essays, bavust machlokes nedarim the Rashba and the Ran. Whether when you have a suffix tzedakah, let's say yeshad tzedakah, you have a suffix over there, and it's blibes a suffix, is it tzveikoy luchumah because suffix deraisa luchumah? So I must give the tzedakah. Or do we say no? Since it's mamin, it's suffix mamin lekula. I'm muchzik, so I don't have to give the money. So the Ramban in Rashba holds it Safek Deraisa L'chum, it blibes like Yisurim, you have to give. The Ran holds it blibes like Safek Mamin, and you can tie your Amuk, you don't have to give Tzedakah. But Mela Zakt Hartzi, that Tyson maybe holds like the Ran, that Mitzvah Tzedakah, giving to Tzedakah, is only a Safek Mamin, you can tie your Muksak in your Pata. But Mela, if you're Isaac with Safek Mitzvah, and you want to know, could you or should you give money to Ani? No, because it's a Sofik, and I hold I'm a Muksik. I don't have to, I'm a Muksik on my Pruta. I don't have to give the money to the Ani. So their Sofik mitzvah will pati you from a mitzvah vaday. But if you have a Sofik mitzvah to pati from a lulav vaday, not because fake the rice of the chermit, you're going to have to do the mitzvah's lulav. To pati you from giving money to an Ani where you're a Muksik, you could tie in a Kimli, I hold. Like the sheet, it's a sofik. You might think of Elavaraya. I hold that I am being Isaac in a mitzvah. I hold that it is a mitzvah tashav zavedu. I hold that the mitzvah, the first parsha krishma is a mitzvah deraisa. So heyois, it's a sofik deraisa, and giving money to noni, and I'm a muksik. It's mominis. Every mumin, every sofik mumin, we hamitzvah kaver Elavaraya. So I won't have to give money to a noni.
Isn't there shalom neder? Wasn't that the shalom over there?
Correct.
So Shiloh was, well, he made a netter or not. If I made a netter, I'm clear to give him. That's a Shiloh.
If it,
that's a Chiv Tzedakah, is not a Shiloh.
No, but the Chiv Tzedakah, even though it's Safek Yisurim, but since it's on money, so the Hartzi says it's the same word of the Ran. The Ran says since it's a lavin nogea to money, by money we always invoke the principle hamitzik ve'elavaraya and safik lukula. Right, so the mitzvah of Tzedakah is what? To give him money. So do I have to give them pruta? Do I have to forego that pruta or not? Hamoitza mekavera lavaraya. It's an isidik shaila which relates to money, right? And that is lechayit mekleikas Rashba and the Ran over there. That's what the Arutz says. So memela, even if all over sofik.
That's a sof whether he made a neder or not, right? Isn't that the shaila?
Correct. But it's also a lav. That there's also what do you mean? Balyaka, right? And it's a lav deraisa.
Okay.
Right, but nevertheless, and that's why the Rashba holds Taka Safek Luchumra, because it's Safek is a Deraisa Luchumra, you got to give it. And the Ran holds, no, since it's a lav on money, and money is a Mitzvah Mekveil of Araya, so Memela, since it was Nispashit, the Shaila, that I don't have to give the money, Memela, I don't have the Ned either, I don't have the Lavim either. The Ran says, you look at the money part of the Shaila, and it's a Mitzvah Mekveil of Araya. All right, let's. Anyway, so it comes out later, the Hartzvi, it should come out that in a Konami, maybe for other mitzvahs, a Safek won't pat you, but at least for giving tzedakah, that will pat you. So, Mamela, if you're davening Krishma, even in the first Pasha, even though it's only a Safek deraisa, you will still be potter from giving tzedakah to an ani, because a Safek deraisa will pat to you from your mitzvah deraisa of tzedakah. That the chay should come out, like the Hartzvi. Now, what is.
That's against the Rashi.
Correct. Right. It would be against the Rashba. How we machri between the Ran and the Rashba, I don't know. So, and a Chanan Be'agufa might be a Shaila. Okay, that could be a different Shaila. We'll get to it. If it's Anim, Shenim, Ogam. You should not, like, throw that in equations, Tamas, but rather not get into it. Now, what's Pshat? How could a Safik Mitzvah be Patu from a Mitzvah Daraisa? How does it work? So, that's a hard thing to get out of it. But what could be Pshat? So the Divrei Yecheskel in the Kovit Shurim, Chelek Beis Lama Beis, says the following. He says that Hayoyis the Drosh is Belechta Chavaderech. In your Leches, then you Mechuyim in Krishma. But if it's not your Leches, if it's a Leches Shemaim, you're Potter in Krishma. Zok the Kovit Shurim, Lav Dafka has to be Punkt Leches Shemaim, Vadai Leches Shemaim. B, it's not Leches Didok. B, it's not your personal Leches, you're not going for yourself, that will also party from Krishma. So if you have a Safek Deraisa, the reason why I'm being Oisik in this Hashavas Aveda or in Pasha Rishon of Krishma is because I have a Safek Deraisa. I'm not doing it for myself, I'm doing it for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a Leches, not Didi. So I won't be Chayiv in other mitzvahs, because only be Leches Didok are you Chayiv Krishma, not in a Leches, which is not Didok. Now the reason why it's not Didok is it's a Safek mitzvah Deraisa, but that's also not a Leches Didok. I'm going to get to it. Well, yeah. So that's what he says. All right. That's the pshat. Now, what would be, let's go to the next step. What would be Birchus Kriyishma, which is Zicha only the Rabbanan, Pashas. All right? Or the last Pasha of Kriyishma, which is only the Rabbanan. What would be then, do you then have a Ptur of Oisik B'mitzah, Potter B'mitzah? What's a Shaila? Do we say Oisik B'mitzah to Rabbanan? There's a party from B'mitzah to Raisa. Now, if you learn like this Teretz, so the Kovishim, he says it for Mitzvah Derabbanan as well, and Grada There are a lot of people that says it. The Devar Cheskel said, and I found tonight, Afikim Maginim on Erechaim, maybe preceded everyone, in Siman Ayin Bey, Sivkan Aleph, he also says it, this word, that it's not Leches Lidok. So even though it's only Derabbanan, but a Mitzvah Derabbanan will also part you from a Mitzvah Deraisa. Or Isaac, but Mitzvah Derabbanan will part you from a Mitzvah Deraisa. Now it's a major Shailin Akronin. There must be at least 24 Chuvis, Achroinim, who done the Shaila, if Oisik be mitzvah derabbanan, does a part you from a mitzvah deraisa. To bring Rai is a hin, Rai is a hair, some bleib shreh. At the end of the day, they're nothing solid. They have a cute gishmaka Rai is for derabbanan will part, but nothing like, I would say, like, you know, to hang your hat 100% on. But a lot of Achroinim, I can't tell you what the Rav, perhaps the Rav holds it, is part of, at least it's definitely a Safak, a shakul, whether derabbanan's part of deraisa. So one pshat is because of this, because it's not leches didok. But I saw Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, which is a rishon in Sukkah, he toicha sugi. He learns that one of the cases was is to the misameh chosam akala. I believe that was the case he was going on, and he holds it's only mitzvah derabbanan, and some mavu over there also parted you from Kriyat Shema. Even the people the Masamchim also parted you from Kriyat Shema. Mameli, he held that even the mitzvah derabbanan parted from a deraisa, and he is. How could it be? How could the mitzvah derabbanan parted from deraisa? And he says a whole different shot. He says because the chachamim have a koyek to oika the avos shel Torah b'shev al tasa, like you see in Yevamos. So he learned that when they were misakin mitzvahs derabbanan, it was came deraisa they were tiknu. That even if you're oisik the mitzvah derabbanan, it parted a mitzvah deraisa b'shev al tasa. So to Mefush Rishon, I don't have anyone that means to Mefush Rishon, the Isaac be mitzvah derabbanan passes to mitzvah deraisa with a whole new pshat.
Then you don't have
mitzvah lo ba'avera. Isaac be mitzvah passes you for mitzvah. Now once you potter, now you shouldn't do it because.
But if you do it, then it's a deraisa.
I don't know. Once they were oikered, you have no right to do it. Maybe because now you're being mafsik on the mitzvah derabbanan to be Isaac for davar rishus. Good. Now that the one it's like saucer, whatever it is. But the chayre, so he says furish that oisik be mitzvah davana does part you from a mitzvah deraisa. Now I can't be makriya the shayla, but at least as yesh smuchim gedaylem from it's already a rishon that holds that a mitzvah davana does part you from a mitzvah deraisa. So kum tois. Grado loiter Rena Ramana, or you could say that that's pshat before why Safak mitzvah deraisa also part because I guess fake deraisa lechumra. Philip said deraisa lechumra is only with derabbanan, but good. But once you're oisik in a derabbanan and b'shev atasa, they have a koyak to be oikum mitzvah deraisa. You don't have to say asleches tidok there either. All right, but so it comes out like this. It should come out that even if you're oisik in birchas krishma, you do not have to give tzedakah, and nishna you don't have to. Could be it's also to give tzedakah because oisik be mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Which is all davening, what else? Oh, we're going to get to it. 1 second. Slow. So during Priyakas Kriyishma, you should be potter from. So I had the Shaila, I was trying to fish around to find people. I was shtickle stock. So Sunday, I called Razam Nechem Yagober, and I asked him, is Oitzik B'mitzah during davening, will it potter you? So he says, during Kriyishma for sure. So I started the Shmuzim, the Rabban. Yeah, during Kriyishma for sure. Priyakas Kriyishma for sure. What about Psukah Dezimra? No, Psukah Dezimra, you have to be masik and you have to give tzedakah. Okay, so Rish Shlomo Miller was here this week, so I met him, I think it was Wednesday. So I asked him, the Shailo, during davening, do you have to give tzedakah? He said, Ramosha told him that during Birchas Kriyishma, you don't give to Aniyim, but during Psukah Dezimra, you do. And he wanted to know why, like, what's up with Psukah Dezimra, what's up with Psukah Dezimra? And he said, he doesn't know Pratna Ramosha, but he thinks that Hayoi is the Indian to give tzedakah by Varag David. You see, they all mafsek for tzedakahs, so maybe that's why he's not sure. But one thing he knows is that Ramosha told him during Birkas Kriya Shema, you don't give tzedakah, and during Pesukah Dezirma, you do. Yeah, it could be one Oisik is one mitzvah.
I know, I asked Rabbi Miller, and he told me, I'm not Mokhir.
You're not Mokhir to what?
If I have to interrupt my government to give tzedakah.
Which one, Miller? Shlomo Miller?
Shlomo Miller.
Oh, very good.
He told me I'm not Mokhri.
Good, excellent.
Now you're telling me
he said Ramosha says also, you're not Mokhri during Birkas Kriyishma to Mimazah.
During davening, the whole davening.
I don't know. He told me Lad the Pesukah Dezimra, yeah. Now. No, Birkas Kriyishma. From Baruchu till Shmanezre. Birkas Kriyishma. The whole Birkas Kriyishma, you're part of Shmoneh Esrei, you're also part of it. So from Birkas Kriyishma until after Shmoneh Esrei, Chesky write it down, tell the Anim not to be Mesoviv. Now, I got a...
Huh?
Sorry? If you're potter, then you're also. Now, I was speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he told me that he was by Rabbi Yankov. He used to daven Rabbi Yankov's minyan for years, and the same, he said it by himself. I didn't tell him anything for Moshe. So the same thing. It was Yidua that Rabbi Yankov during Birkas Kriyas Shema did not give tzedakah, and during Pesukah Dezimah he did give tzedakah.
I shy with myself, being mafsik in the middle of a bracha, to do something in the middle of a bracha is a shy.
You're not allowed, right? Right, I'm saying, but yeah, but if you will have a mitzvah deraisa, maybe you should be masik. Teretzis, because it's a mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. I know, but they're coming along with a different word of the oisik mitzvah potim pashas. Okay, anyway, it's not pashut. No pleasure. It's not one long bracha, whatever. Anyway, now, let's just take this down. So, l'halokha l'maisa. From Baruch Hu till Pashas, after Shemoneh, you don't give tzedakah. But let's explain this a little bit. What does this mean? Now, all the gedolim, very nice, but let's talk, bring it down, bring it home to us. What does it mean, Isaac b'mitzah, potem in a mitzah? Not quite as you're showing. I'm going to go with the Ran, because we pass in Ramon, Simon Lamaches, passing like the Ran. The Ran says, Isaac, it doesn't say, I'm a kain mitzah, potem in a mitzah. It says oisik b'mitzah potem in a mitzah. So you have to be oisik, you have to be b'toich. There's askus of the mitzah, you potem in a mitzah. Good. Means if you have an aveda sitting in your house, and you're wearing tzitzis, and you're wearing tefillin, that doesn't give you a p'tur not to give tzedakah. Only if you're oisik in the mitzah, you're putting on the tefillin, you would have a p'tur of oisik b'mitzah potem in a mitzah. But Dr. Ran further, and it's Kapaskin in the Ramah, you can look it up, that if it's efshir l'kayim shneim, b'kal, then you are... It's an Indian, the Bir Alaka wants to say, maybe it's just more than just an Indian, but there's an Indian that, yes, you could juggle and do both mitzvahs. And what does it mean, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? Efshel L'Kayim Shneim doesn't mean I could be mafsik and get back to my mitzvah. Efshel L'Kayim Shneim means if while I'm being oisik in the mitzvah without any hefsik, I could also do another mitzvah at the same time, then I don't have a p'tur, or there's at least an Indian for me to do both. So now, while you're davening, so if you're a person who has kavana while they daven, so avada, trying to juggle and handle with this ani and encounter change, and it's a mess, for sure it's going to be mafriya kavana. Now, if you're not so tichtig, and glad you can't keep on saying the milas, you can't be, if you have to be mafsik in your tefillah to do it, so vada, you have the p'tur, oisik, b'mitzah, patan, and a mitzah. But there are people who I see are very talented, I'm not sure what happens with their kavanas, but they're very talented, they could daven, talking to their friends, writing things down, that they're doing everything while they're davening. Those people are mechuyev to give tzedakah even in the middle of Krishma. Those people don't have the p'tur of Isaac b'mitzah potem in a mitzah. And I'm only talking about gedolim who have kavana, or at least they daven like a mensch, and they're saying the words, and if to deal with an ani, they have to be mafsik. But if people who are very talented, more talented than the gedolim, those people are vada have a chiv, and they don't have a p'tur of Isaac b'mitzah potem in a mitzah. All right, now let's go on. Let's try to chaperine a couple of... All right, let's try to cap around and try to finish up here. What will be...
Why is Pesuk Zimra different than Birchus Kishma?
Because it might not be a Pasha, Pesuk Zimra might not be a Volder Rabbanan. I'd rather not get into it. But all right, I'm just giving it out. Let me, I'll take questions after I have time. I just want to... Now, what would be if you're learning at home? It happens all the time. And there's a knock, the doorbell rings. Now what? All right, and you got to go, stop, and answer the doorbell. I'm Isaac Mimitza, I'm in the middle of learning. It's a b'mitzah, she's part of a mitzvah. The ma'aseh is, we hold Isaac b'mitzah, part of a mitzvah, is taka for every single mitzvah except for limud ha-Torah. It's a Gemara Moed Katan, Testament Beis, that says that if you're Isaac b'limud ha-Torah, you're not part of from other mitzvahs. You have to be masik and do other mitzvahs, unless it's efshel la'aseh tzedei achayim, so then you shouldn't be masik. But it's efshel la'aseh tzedei achayim, you're supposed to be masik and do the mitzvahs. What's the reason? What's the reason why Talmud Torah punkt is different? No, my clock is showing him exactly the Hagdara, how it's different, but I'm going to share with you a few pratim, and I have a reason to share with you, because I want to show you that there might be another case which is different. The Meiri says, Sai over there, my cotton, and Sai in Shabbos Taftes, the Meiri says, Alpi Yishalmi, is because the Ika Limud HaTorah is Lamaisa, to learn how to be Mekayim Limud HaTorah. right? The loymit shel amanas lasayis is nothing, right? So you have to be loymit amanas lasayis. So if you're being a loymit, and now there's a oni coming, I can't, I'm loymit, so, so that's not a loymit, I'm not lasayis. So that just can't leave me lafilu. There's nothing. Yavanu, you have to be, his lashon is, heich yafkiya sa maisa. If limit is leikur for the maisa, how could limit be mafkiya the maisa? So Meir Lemiri says that if you're oisik, and that's pshat in the Gemara, if you're in the middle of learning, avad, you have to be masik for Talmud Torah. For being Mekayim Mitzvahs. That's one pshat. Another pshat, the Achreinim say, because Yosef, other Achreinim, Pashas is not Muskim, but I'll share it with you anyway, is that Oizim Mitzvahat Mitzvah is only Mitzvahs which come Mizman Lazman. But Limud HaTorah, which is every single second, if you're going to say that Oizim B'Limud HaTorah is Pata Min HaMitzvah, it's going to come out a major Chiddush. It's going to come out that you'll never have to do any Mitzvahs, because all day you're learning. How you talking? Hagabatska. So Mamela, it can't be that an oisik be mitzvah to me this is potum in a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah which comes from Mizman Lazman, that's potum in a mitzvah. Another pshat is the Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta and Shabbos and Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Chazon Yecheskel suggests, brings in the Iri, and he says he doesn't hear the kasha. Why? Because it's a klal oisik be mitzvah potum in a mitzvah. But if you're not oisik in it yet, if you didn't do it yet, you have two mitzvahs in front of you, rather than you have to do the greater mitzvah. It's only oisik be mitzvah is potum in a mitzvah. When you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you start already, then you're potum. He says, Talmud Torah, every single nanosecond is another mitzvah. The fact that we're learning now is not a continuation of the fact that we're learning a minute ago. We did a mitzvah a minute ago. We're doing another mitzvah now. So every single second is another mitzvah. So at this moment, when there's an ani asking for tzedakah, you have two mitzvahs to bow to start. Do you do tzedakah? Do you do limud HaTorah? The fact that you're learning a second ago, that's okay, that was that mitzvah. But this is a new mitzvah. So avadi, you have to be mafsik limud HaTorah for mitzvahs. That's the reason why he holds that we don't say it's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah by Talmud Torah.
Case of passing. Case of passing is part even by the passage raised, right?
Because he's all Isaac in that tier, this heksha, in that tier of the mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, bilis mitzvah. Correct, it's one big mitzvah.
But is connected to the next one.
Well, the reason why you start the first line is to get to the second line. I hear. So to come out. So, but the shaila is like this. That's very nice if you're learning by yourself. What would it be if you're teaching your son? You're learning with your son. So now you're being mekayim a mitzvah v'shinantim as well. Will you have a klal of oisik b'mitzvah to minutes, or would you say that limud Torah is different? Excuse me, I could taina that all three terutim don't apply. Let's say the first pshat, the meirish pshat, is that it's a limud amnas lasayis. That's your limud as amnas lasayis. But vishinantem is l'chayro any like a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Vishinantem levenecha. So if I'm doing vishinantem, if I'm doing a mitzvah, I should be part of a mitzvah. I shouldn't have to answer the door. If you go like the pshat that it's b'chol eis, I don't have a mitzvah vishinan pasha. I don't have it. I guess you're by a limud HaTorah yourself. But vishinantam is whatever it needs for the chinuch habonim. That's vishinantam. Not every single second of your life you have to teach your child. So memela oisik b'mitzvah should be part of a mitzvah. And let the chazon yecheskel yeshlod b'zeh, but the chazon yecheskel can zayin also. Is that I've added limud HaTorah is every second, but now I'm being oisik vishinantam, how to be machanach my child. There's one mitzvah vishinantam that I'm doing. Yesh lodim is there, but it should come out that maybe that would be different. Yes, Rizal Nechemya Goldberg, the Shaila, and he hears the Shaila, he doesn't have a right either way. He's not sure if while you're learning with your child, do you have a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah, potam min ha-mitzvah. Agav Gerado, just like the Chazon Yecheskel, I just want to mention, could be that answer up Avraham Avinu as well. I know, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, I don't know, maybe every second is a new countenance that you're enjoying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, whatever. But anyway, so la'alok la'maisa, I'm not sure if you have a p'tur. I didn't find the raya. I'm going to look b'li neder further, but so far I haven't found the raya. When you're learning with your child, you have a p'tur of oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. But I just, la'maisa, even limud HaTorah yourself is oisik mitzvah, which is not potam in a mitzvah. If you're oisik b'limud HaTorah, you're not potam. That's only when it's e'ef shalat seisei adei achayim. But if only is knocking on the door and you have family members, let them cater and answer the door. Elmai, they're going to give the Ani a dollar, and the Ani is going to know he wants to speak to the Balabas. That's very nice, he wants to speak to the Balabas. I would also want to speak to the Balabas, but the Balabas happens to be in the middle of a mitzvah. And for him to speak to the Balabas is not a mitzvah. He already got his pruta. You already Mekayim, you already gave your family instruction, give a pruta to every ani b'shlichuscha. So you are minkayim amitzitz. Eshel, as I said, de'achem. You don't have a chiv to be masik because the ani wants to pour out his heart to you. Now, that if you pour out his heart, you might give him more because you can't turn him down. Very nice. But you are oisik b'mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah, eshel, as I said, de'achem. So memela, you would have a ptur if you can get some people in your family to take care of it. One more thing is if that you have someone knocking on the door, I guess there's a Ram Lechem, and he hears the Svara. If you have someone knocking on the door, and you don't want to answer the door, and you're not sure if you know, who's knocking at this hour, must be an Ani. But if it's a Suffolk, it might be a delivery, it might be KFS, I don't know, it might be a delivery of some sort, and you're holding by not answering the door, so ain't Suffolk, but it's Mdevade. I'm now being Oisik in a Vade Mitzvah, for me to stop and ask who is it, even going answering the intercom, I have to be stop, I have to be Mafsik for a Suffolk Mitzvah. Ain't Suffolk, but it's Mdevade. So Kozman, I'm being Oisik in this Mitzvah, even if it's only limit atayra, but l'chayra, even limit atayra is yinala b'mastik for a suffix mitzvah, l'chayra. I'm not convinced, but l'chayra. So b'zay, then you wouldn't be m'chayv t'yinala. But the best etzi is to just instruct your family to handle the door, and this for you will be able to continue learning, because it'll be a mitzvah, she'ashal atzay say adayr chayim. All right, akut tevach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.